Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. We'll have a high in the low 30s. Right now in Kenosha, it's 23 degrees. It's also 23 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 23 and 22 degrees in Racine. An overnight shooting inside of an apartment in the 1400 block of West Street in Union Grove under investigation by the Racine County Sheriff's Department. Just after midnight, County Dispatch Center got a 911 call about a woman shooting a man in the stomach. The initial concern for deputies, the status of the weapon and securing it. Once that took place, then rescue was allowed to make the scene. Flight for Life then contacted about coming to pick up the victim in the parking lot of Union Grove High School for a trip to Frederick Hospital. Aside from the alleged offender, there were also reportedly at least two witnesses to that incident. Several occupants of a Kenosha residence in the 6,000 block of 18th Avenue forced into the elements this morning before daybreak. Sprinkler system had activated. No report of any smoke or flames in the building, but there was a gas smell apparently detected. This call coming in within the last 35 minutes or so. A city bus requested to temporarily at least house the occupants as crews work on the problem. We Energies also contacted to report to the scene. Well, it is still the holidays, even though Christmas is over now, but we're getting on toward New Year's, so you got this time of the year for increased risk of heart attacks, especially because of all the activity that's taking place, and sometimes it's the stress. Holly Furfer explains a change in routine, maybe even easing up, and all the goodies, that could make a bit of a difference.
As you head to holiday parties, fill up on vegetables. Overeating is often inevitable this time of year, but don't forget the veggies. And when you reach for the desserts, try not to overdo it. We don't want to overload our system with fat. Try to keep an eye on the salt. When our sodium levels get too high, this can raise our blood pressure. And don't drink too much alcohol. This raises the risk for heart rhythm problems and heart attacks. Men should have no more than 2 alcoholic beverages a day, and women just 1. And if you're trying to quit smoking, if possible, do it before the holidays. And don't put exercise on the back burner. Fit it in when you can. If you feel chest pain or other heart attack symptoms, don't worry about spoiling the holiday fun. Get help right away. I'm Holly Furfer.
We go from that to stink bugs. Relatively new invasive species of stink bug first showed up in Wisconsin roughly 6 years ago. Initially, 3 to 5 reports coming out every year about these things, but in 2015 and 16, reports and sightings came in from Madison, Waukesha, Milwaukee areas, also the Fox River Valley, Oshkosh, all the way up to Green Bay.
The stink bug is about 1/2 inch long, and it's noticeably larger than many of our native stink bugs. It's also got 2 pale bands on the antennae, which help for identification, and along the back end of the insect, along the edge of the abdomen, it's got a checkerboard-like pattern, which can help with the identification as well. And stink bugs in general are plant feeders. And so this particular species, the brown marmorated stink bug, can feed on hundreds of different types of plants.
P.J. Leash, UW Extension Department of Entomology Specialist, says the stink bugs, they like to sneak into homes late in the season, just like the box elder bug or the Asian lady beetle. Says keeping the little buggers out of your home has to just start with sealing all the so-called nooks and crannies, if that's possible. At this point, he says, you want to learn more about the stink bug in the UW System's website fact sheet, as well as through a number of regional and state websites out there. They describe more of this insect's biology and implications. When a driving season, you probably may have noticed, is well underway, and some of you may have felt it more than others. With 2 big snowstorms under our belts, you'd think most people would know how to drive. David Paps with the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says when this weather does get bad, like it has been for the last several weeks, in fact, still best if you can, you maybe want to stay at home if that opportunity arises.
By staying off the roads when conditions are bad, it allows highway crews to do their job of plowing and salting. If you have to travel, make sure to let someone know where you're headed and what route you're taking. Then buckle up. Make sure your headlights are on. Leave plenty of stopping distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. And if you do get stranded, stay calm, stay buckled up in your vehicle, and wait for emergency responders.
All the basic safety tips, according to PAPS, do also suggest checking the state's 511 travel information system to get the latest road conditions on incidents and delays, especially if you're going to be traveling a distance. Oh, and speaking of the weather, the Illinois Supreme Court has put out a decision that homeowners are not on the hook if somebody should slip and fall on their property in the wintertime, as long as an effort was made to shovel snow and ice. But the High Court in that state says homeowners are on the hook if they ignore the ice and snow, especially because of some other form of negligence on the property. Well, for the retail industry, returns and exchanges this time of year, big part of the bottom line, which explains why many stores were really busy yesterday and probably going to be today as well. Steve Kassenbaum has more on that.
$60 billion in returns take place after the holidays, according to Optoro, a logistics firm that processes returns. Jacob Wealth exchanged a few pair of jeans, some dresses, and sweatpants at Macy's flagship store.
Too many people upstairs. More returns than shopping, more returns than buying.
But there are also huge after-Christmas discounts. Stores were also crowded with shoppers like Maggie Cohen.
Are the deals really that good the day after Christmas?
See, I didn't get any sales. I got the new collection, so.
You didn't even shop wisely today?
No, I'm not wise.
Steve Kastenbaum at Macy's in New York's Herald Square.
Just a reminder for City of Racine residents about solid waste collection. It's a regular Tuesday pickup day for both solid waste and recycling. It is also, though, a special pickup for those on the normal Friday zone areas, but only for solid waste, not recyclables. Yesterday's normal solid waste collection, that got skipped altogether because of the holiday designation, but that is going to be picked up along with the normal Wednesday zone tomorrow. This unusual amendment to the Racine's DPW solid waste pickup schedule, so those in the Friday and Monday pickup areas don't get left with 3 weeks of solid waste material. Again, though, anyone affected with the Monday and Friday schedule change, you're not going to have your recycling picked up until the next scheduled regular date. Well, beginning with the new year, patrons of the Kenosha Transit System are going to be noticing some changes. At a recent city council meeting, Alderman Anthony Kennedy took note that in addition to the beginning of some expanded routes, fares for most bus riders, they're going to be going up a little bit.
And those prices are going from $1.75 to $2, cash fare from $1.25 to $1.50 for students, and a disabled and elderly fare is going from 85 cents to $1.
But he knows bus rides will be free for members of the military, both active and retired. Additional expanded routes are scheduled to begin in March, pushed back mainly because of a shortage of drivers. Bureaucracy versus checks and balances, well, that sometimes can get blurred when it comes to government operations. With the latter, oftentimes it also explains the former. Like the city of Racine and the process to secure, use, and now close out a safe water drinking loan program effort.
The Racine Water Utility, under the name of the city of Racine, took out a loan for the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program in the state of Wisconsin, low interest subsidized loan from the state through the feds, to do a $1.5 million upgrade of its high lift pumps that provide water to everyone on a daily basis. And that project is now done, so I'm going through some paperwork to close that loan out and get my final loan payments back from the state.
That's Water Wastewater Utility General Manager Keith Haas telling the Finance Committee recently this could have been closed out earlier, but for an extra step in the oversight process. The Safe Water Drinking Loan Program is one of many grant opportunities for municipalities that the city of Racine is always looking to utilize for improving water system infrastructure. A developer in Minnesota is reportedly seeking to convert the former St. Croix Meadows dog track into a baseball field. The track at Hudson, one of five built around the state, including Kenosha, but it closed 15 years ago. KF Investments reportedly wants to build a North Woods League baseball field on that 131-acre site. The announced sale price of the property, $8 million, though nothing has been finalized at this point. The Greyhounds raced for only 10 years after the Hudson track opened in 2001. Attendance quickly fell off. Efforts to make way for a casino failed to receive the needed state approval, just like in Kenosha, which ironically has a North Woods League team, the Kingfish, albeit at a different venue. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, our newscaster there in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.